Hey, Campbell Chessup, midfielder defender, 186 centimetres, 83 kilos, 18 years of age. Another one out of the Sandringham Dragons. And actually one of his Sandy teammates, Josh Sinn, who himself, Dover King, is a top draft prospect, did a little phantom draft for Sports Day. And he had Campbell at pick 8. And he joins us for Tyre Power. Pick 1, big holiday sale now on. Campbell, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
So how are the... Well, one sleep to go now. So how are the nerves treating you a day out from the first round?
Oh, there's still a little bit. I was lucky enough to get home. I'm actually driving back to Melbourne at the moment. So I just got you guys through the car. But, yeah, I kind of got away from Melbourne for a little bit, which is good to kind of go catch up with family and friends and take my mind off it. But, yeah, coming back today, I'm sure it's going to be pretty full on from here on in.
Do you feel prepared?
Yeah, definitely. I think kind of the last 2 years being thrown around kind of from Melbourne to Albury has kind of built my resilience, and I guess I'll be able to adapt pretty quickly into an environment, I think. So, I think wherever I go, whether it be interstate or in Melbourne, I think I'd be, pretty prepared to kind of make the move.
Any ideas? Have you done the guesswork? Who's shown the most interest? Have you been reading between the lines? Some people are saying Brisbane are really keen. Some are saying Melbourne. Seriously keen?
I think they're probably the clubs around that kind of peak at the moment. I think maybe like late keen at this stage. But, yeah, I'm not too sure. I think with live trading, I think on the night they can kind of fling around picks as well. So even clubs I've spoken to have said, like, yeah, we've got strong interest, but you never know, on the night we could get off a deal and our pick could change pretty quickly. So, I'm not thinking too much into the clubs. I think around that range would probably be, the late teens, kind of end of the first round at this stage. But, we'll see what happens.
Well, you've got to go through the process. Every draft, potential draftee, we get them to describe themselves to the fans and to those supporters that are waiting to see what Campbell Chesser is. Describe yourself to us as a footballer.
As a footballer, I'm a bit more like of an outside kind of hybrid player. Like to run and carry and kind of break the lines. With my running capacity, I guess, but I don't know. I like to have decent impact on games by foot and impact in the front half. So it was more of like an outside explosive kind of player.
So where's home for you, Campbell? Are you from Lavington?
So I played for Lavington Panthers, but from Albury. So the last kind of 2 years with COVID and stuff, with New South Wales restrictions being eased, I guess in comparison to Victoria at times, I was at home predominantly. So online school and stuff, which was, interesting.
So Charlie Spargo territory, of course, our Melbourne Premiership player, and I think you shared some similar paths. You were boarding at Melbourne Grammar, and I think he did the same, did he not?
Yes, similar path there, exactly. He's from Albury. He was at Albury Tigers, but, he went across to Melbourne Grammar, I think at a younger age as well, and he was actually leaving as I was getting there in Year 9, so, it's a good contact to have, I guess, he's at Melbourne at the moment. Really successful career so far, so... he was a board at Melbourne Grammar, though, so pretty similar.
Been a different couple of years for the under 18 or under 19 program now. How many games have you played over the last two seasons?
Less than many others, but I think I've played about 5 games or 6 games over 24 months, which has been pretty crazy. I played one game last year, and literally the day after the season was kind of cancelled, and that was just a practice match. The season was cancelled right away, and then this year I played the first 2 rounds and tore my meniscus in the second game, and then with COVID and just my rehab and all that stuff after my surgery, I didn't really play much after that. I think I played 2 games after that, so 5 games in the last kind of 24 months.
That's interesting, isn't it? That's really tough on you, and probably knowing a little bit of who you are as a footballer. I think that you've got to find out what you are yourself before you can be going on and become a a name, if you like, or a brand as a midfielder or a half-back flanker or a half-forward, wherever you're going to finish up. Have you got a great understanding of your own game yet, or, given that you've only played those half a dozen games the last 2 years?
I think I have an understanding of kind of my strengths, and then I guess I can kind of, I think I play a number of different positions as well, depending on kind of the week, and to be honest, and what team I'm in, it changes a lot, so... I think I just kind of bring my strengths and try and bring that to whatever position it is. But, I look forward to kind of getting hopefully to a club and then, getting some games under my belt, like, just consecutive games in a row, just it'd be good to start playing footy again, week in, week out. So, yeah, I look forward to that. I mean, it's been quite disjointed. I haven't really played many consecutive games at all over the kind of last 2 years. So it'd be good to kind of find that and find some consistency and stuff in my game with that.
So, Campbell, with all the clubs that you've spoken to or met with remotely or in person, who do you feel that you most clicked with? What was the best experience that you had?
Well, I guess they're all unique in their own kind of way. I think we've had a few on WebEx even, I mean, like on Zoom, and then, yeah, a few face-to-face ones as well. I think the face-to-face ones are definitely the better ones, but, yeah, I've had a couple of good chats with, Brisbane and stuff like that. It'd be cool to kind of go out there, a few home visits as well, and, there's a few clubs like that, but I think the face-to-face ones are definitely a lot better.
Are you a footy nerd, Campbell, or are you one of those guys that likes to get away from the game?
I think I'm one of those players that kind of likes to get away from it and not get too absorbed in it. I think, when I'm there, I think I'm quite a hard worker and stuff like that, but I also like to get away from it and socialise with mates and, do other things. So, I'd love to get away from the game as well.
And who did you barrack for growing up, Campbell?
Go for Collingwood. So kind of, went through the family and, I don't think I'm going to get there with Jake probably taking up all their picks, but, it's a good one.
Yeah, and how did you model your game on? I mean, who was your benchmark player do you enjoy watching?
I've always loved Scott Penderbury, just his professionalism and stuff, I guess. And it kind of speaks, I guess, the games that he's playing now. I think I saw yesterday it was his 17th preseason or something, which is just crazy. His professionalism and stuff off the field and his, all the little things that he does, I think it's definitely helped him kind of forge his long career. And, it's someone I've looked up to for a while with his off-field stuff, but I'm not sure if we share too many strengths. His kicking's elite, and I guess mine probably lies more in my running capacity and stuff like that, my speed.
Just need to find out whether Campbell's, like, you talk about being from Albury. Is he a townie? Is he in Albury, or are you a country kid on a farm up there? Or what's the living situation or the arrangements? What were they up there?
Definitely not a farmer. I'm in town, so. Live pretty far away from the farm. My grandparents had a bit of land, but other than that, definitely far from a farmer.
Well, Campbell, regardless of what happens tomorrow night or the following night, wish you the best of luck. Appreciate your time in the car on the drive back down to the Big Smoke, and all the best of luck with it over the next couple of nights and for a big year next year.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Good luck.
Campbell Chesser there, a beauty, up from Albury. Via the Sandringham Dragons and boarding at Melbourne Grammar as well.